Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this morning. We're excited to have a space today with one of our partners, Metropolis, a leading ecosystem in Web3 that merges commerce, gaming, SocialFi, and art together. Today, we'll be discussing all things Metropolis, our partnership, and how digital identity can play into these ecosystems. Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Adrian. I'm on the Unstoppable team, and joining me today is our COO, Sandy Carter, and our partners over at Metropolis. Sandy, I'll pass the mic over to you now.
Good morning, or GM. How is everybody doing today? Let's see some hearts and claps, and just to make sure everybody in the space is alive and awake. We are so thrilled to have the space today with you guys. And let's start first. Why don't we, and who is here from Metropolis so far?
Hi, Sandy. It's Rashid here, and Rania's here as well. Great to be here.
Awesome. Why don't you guys start out by introducing yourselves and telling us a little bit about what Metropolis is and why it's so exciting.
Absolutely. So I guess I'll start. I'm Rashid, one of the co-founders of Metropolis. I actually co-founded with Rania, who is my older sister. And for us, I think Metropolis is, it's funny because we actually, it depends who we're talking to, if it's a Web2 person or a Web3 person, but I think everyone here is Web3. So I'd say what we call it is the capital cities of the metaverse. We're trying to build this vibrant metropolis with creators and brands and commerce and content and lore all coming together in these virtual worlds. So yeah, we're very excited about everything we're doing of Unstoppable and really appreciate the support from you as well.
Yep, I just echoing Rashid, really excited about our partnership and co-founder. I kind of lead the creative vision at Metropolis. And yeah, very excited to be here.
Well, why don't we start out? Why don't you go? I mean, first of all, I fell in love with Metropolis. It's very visual. It's very fun. But why don't you, for everybody else out there, why don't you tell us a little bit about Metropolis? What it is, why you guys decided to start it, what was the purpose behind it, and how did you make it so incredibly fun and visual?
Totally. So, I mean, when we started back in 2022, we were really looking at this space, and I got in because of my music background. I was doing music NFTs, and we felt like there was something missing in terms of a lot of the projects didn't have this full world around them and a creator economy. And, you know, me as a creator, as a musician as well, it was something that resonated. And I think Rania's background in world building, which she can discuss, it played so well into bringing the metaverse alive. So we wanted to create a world that was really rich, had a lot of lore, was very deep, and really brought together all sorts of creators into one environment.
Yeah, I think, you know, we looked at the space and sort of what was happening with sort of all the PFP collections and all that. And we already, you know, we were creating at the time, we called them multiverses. So, you know, these experiences that you could enter on different media platforms, you know, you could really explore a world from the ground up. So, you know, the space for us really offered us this kind of new frontier to create these universes where you would go, there would be amazing art, amazing lore, stories, interactions, now commerce with our avatar builder. So for us, we've really spent the last year and a half building the sort of the scaffolding and the different ingredients for Metropolis to create what we see as these sort of virtual capital cities of, dare I say the word, metaverse.
Very interesting. Yeah, the metaverse trend has definitely been growing lately. And Sandy, how did Unstoppable and Metropolis come to work together?
So it was really cool. So Rainier reached out to me and we started chatting, and then she showed me what they had to offer. And if you haven't been out there, you definitely should go out and check it out. You can buy land. What I really love, I love fashion. And so she showed me the fashion wearables, and I felt like this would be a great thing for our users. You know, we're always thinking about our users. We always want them to have more utility and to also dress nice, even if it's only virtually. And so, So we decided to do a partnership and really to roll things out, you know, as you go, meaning that we started out with the wearables, and then Metropolis has now started selling domains on their site. And then we have some other really cool things that are upcoming as well. And just so you guys can see it, because I'm a very visual person, I just posted up at the top, I posted the wearables that we did. And I would love for you guys, Rashid and team, to talk a little bit about, you know, how the wearables did and, you know, kind of your vision behind that play as well.
Totally. I mean, it's so exciting for us because I think the ultimate digital identity right now is really your domain. I mean, that's something that everyone understands. You know, one's domain takes you to your business, to your whatever you do as a creator. So the idea of bringing that together with an avatar, I think, is just the perfect fit. And for me, that gets very exciting down the line when, you know, an avatar is roaming around the game and the domain is linked to that. And now you can directly then engage and explore of that avatar and link into that domain. So to me, I it just felt like such a perfect fit, and people loved the Unstoppable collection. It's one of our highest performing collections to date.
Yeah, and it was really fun because it was trying to get the flavor of each domain. So, you know, to Rashid's point, this idea of making digital identity feel more alive and where like the domains are your home. So, you know, it was really fun kind of looking at .x, .crypto, .polygon and sort of riffing off of, well, what would that identity be like, you know, from a high level for an avatar and coming up with sort of different fashion items based on, you know, merely the domain name and the domain style.
So I know we've got some of our whales on the line and we've got some of the UD family here too. Just repeat that for me. So one of your most successful lines was with Unstoppable. Is that right? And why do you think that is? Was it just because the designs were super cool, the community of UD, or all of the above? What do you guys think?
Yeah, it was a very, very successful line. It's like one of the top lines. And it was amazing to see that. I think it was one that it was just really beautiful and the variety. And two, just because it just makes sense. It ties back to your domain. It's something that I think people understood. So for us, we were really excited to see those results. And even till today, I mean, when I'm checking the different collections being minted, Unstoppable is just consistently being minted. So it's really great to see that.
And then going back to the utility of our domains for any listeners that are curious, Sandy, could you share how Unstoppable domains are used for anybody who's interested in their utility?
Yeah, so one of the big things that we try to do is we always want to make sure when we partner that there's value for all of our community. That's from whales to someone who just owns one single domain or digital identity. And so we have lots of utility out there today. We have email, we have encrypted messaging, which we love. You can do a group chat using sandy.pudgy or sandy.x. And that group chat is encrypted. So you can talk to your tribe or your community directly through that. And then partners add value. And in fact, one of the big areas we've started to see is around gaming, and I'll use the dreaded M word again, metaverses. Where we have, you know, things like avatars and wearables. And it's making a big comeback. I was just looking at some of the numbers and, you know, playing games and or experiencing the metaverse is really coming back due to all the focus on AR and VR. And of course, Apple Vision Pro, if you haven't used that, you've got to try that out. That's really brought this back to the forefront too. So there are, you know, 870 different ways to use your domain. Each partner brings something different and something valuable. And of course, the Metropolis team is bringing multiple things. You know, the wearables that you can display with your UD garb on, the ability to purchase or buy as someone comes into the game. And then we've got a couple other things up our sleeves too. So lots of utility. We do believe that utility is greater than hype, but community is greater than utility. So I love working with folks that are like-minded, like Rashid and Rainier, who are very focused on, you know, what can we do for the community? What's going to add value for the community? I love that. I love partnering with them.
I'd love to hear from Metropolis too. Could you go into more detail on your avatar builder and how Unstoppable Demands are integrated over there?
Sure. So Unstoppable Domains has their own sort of marketplace view where you can see, you know, all the different items across the different tribes, the different factions of avatars that we have. We also just introduced manga, so are exploring a dot manga line as well. And you go in, you choose the base of your avatar, which is soulbound to you, and you create, you know, you have hoodies, you've got t-shirts, you've got Unstoppable Domain backgrounds, accessories, and you create the look, and then you mint that. And then the beauty is that in the dashboard, you can have a wardrobe, and on chain, you can actually change the different traits. So you can sort of really mix it up. So you could even mix it up across the different domains. So, you know, your dot polygon hat, your dot X hoodie, a background, that's .NFT. So there's also that ability of mixing IPs, and then also mixing with our, you know, our creators and artists that are on the platform, which is also fun. And then you can mint, you can get your own domain via your account. So, you know, there's a whole interface there. And something we're looking to do in the near future is also having these traits unlock further utility, whether it's an exclusive domain or even merch products, some kind of experience. So these are all in the works at the moment.
And just to add there also, from the metaverse side, we are building out our world in 3D, so you can enter these properties and it's essentially like a customizable home and environment. So we really see an exciting idea around the domain being the address to that. So many ways we can do this. I think that it's just incredibly exciting. And I really echo Sandy's analysis with Apple and even Meta and Web2. They're all pushing towards metaverse and avatars, and we're ahead of the game here together. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, just to add, we actually have an Unstoppable Domains property in our Genesis City that will be going up soon as well.
Very interesting. I love the 3D elements of that. Sandy, when it comes to partnering with SocialFi and metaverse platforms such as Metropolis, which Unstoppable Domain utility do you believe that our users would like the most?
Well, I think it depends upon the user, you know, and the community itself. I think there's unique value to each element. But just from working with, you know, several games, I just got back from NFT Paris. I've already started my day early here at ETH Denver, just chatting to some games and metaverses. And it seems like they absolutely love the group chat. I see Aaron on. He's like our superstar developer engineer who helped us to get that going. Because that provides you the ability. So that means that the two co-founders of Metropolis, you know, can speak directly to their users, anyone who has the Metropolis badge. I think that that's really powerful because building community is hard work. And I think that community's worth it, right? It's how you get to where you get to with a project. And so for me, I think that's one of the most powerful. I would also say, in my mind, I love the wearables. I attended, I haven't told you guys this either yet, Rashid and Renier. I attended the digital fashion show at NFT Paris. And it was really cool for a couple of reasons. One, they had these funky outfits that literally I could never, ever, ever wear in person. Like, I can't imagine getting on an airplane with the outfit or how it would function or would it be comfortable? I think about all these things. But on my avatar, man, I would be really sporting it in my avatar. And they all, every line of clothing that went through had a link back to a metaverse or a game where you could not only have the, you know, the shirt, the pants, the dress as in real life, but also in the digital world. And I thought that was really cool that you could link them together. And guess which asset is going to last longer? You know, a shirt that you buy that's real or a digital shirt in the game. As my daughters tell me often, you know, come on, mom, my digital assets and Roblox are going to last forever. My digital shirt and Metropolis is going to last forever. Whereas that shirt is going to be here for like a year. And I know you're going to probably give it to me. And so I think that that's another really valuable part of this partnership and the utility is being able to have these digital assets or these wearables. I think in the future, wearables will even blow out bigger than we've seen so far to date. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys agree with that?
I 100% agree with that. I mean, you mentioned Roblox, and there's literally billions of wearables were sold in Roblox in, like, for example, in 2022. And it's just for the younger generation. I know from Rania's kids even, they care much more about their digital identity than their physical. But what you're saying, where it ties back to the physical and also can be used in different environments, which is exactly what we're trying to do at Metropolis, where it's build with us, take anywhere. So create a PFP that then goes into VRM that can be used then in Roblox, any 3D environment, all the way to social media filters and VTubing, all the way to the physical is where it becomes quite powerful. But we believe the next 2-3 years, that will become even bigger. And one thing I always say to investors when I speak to them or if I'm on pitches is, if you just look at Meta, that's one of the biggest technology companies in the world, in WhatsApp, the first thing they ask you to do in settings in the WhatsApp is create avatar. So that's very interesting that the largest technology company in the world has decided that the first call to action they want to see people do is create avatar. And that tells us something about the direction we're going just generally.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I see it with my own kids. I mean, they just live and they're constantly on the Roblox and Fortnite, actually. Doesn't say very well, doesn't make me look good as a parent, but they are. And that's how they're socializing. And that digital identity is really just as valuable, sometimes even more. There's more at stake if they don't get a particular outfit or a particular creature. So I think having more ways for people to craft that identity, more really interesting creators and artists and designers to sort of become part of that kind of creator economy, to give more options, the idea of housing it, so both with the domain but with properties as well, and being able to flex is huge, and obviously the socializing. So I think, you know, I agree. I think we're already seeing it, but it's definitely going to accelerate for sure.
Definitely. And I see that a lot in Fortnite too. I mean, I still play that game sometimes. I think it's interesting how the base game is free, but most of the money comes through the different skins and emotes that they sell. Going to a more general question in regards to the Unstoppable theme digital wearables and Unstoppable domains in general, which TLD do you guys like the most?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I think from the aesthetic .x is really cool. Just sort of in terms of sort of the high aesthetic, the minimal design, the color scheme. I mean, personally, that's the one I resonate with. I don't know about you, Rashid.
I quite like the .888. It's quite cool. And then Polygon, of course, just because we're on Polygon. So I have a bit of bias there as well.
I have to say, I'm here, I'm looking at my DMs as well. And I guess we have a couple of Pudgy fans on. I see Kate out there and they're saying, when garb for Pudgy? Could we get a Pudgy t-shirt? What could we do? So that may be one of our next steps. What do you think? Doing like a Pudgy? I know that Kate wants a Pudgy t-shirt in real life, but also maybe one that's digital too would work for her.
Yeah, absolutely. We can start on that next week if you send us the designs. We'd love to. And actually kind of goes to with our new bases. We introduced more anime, manga style. So I think those would also be really cute with the new series. So absolutely, let's do it.
Love it. And as we're wrapping up the spaces here, I'm actually really curious, Metropolis, how did the idea for Metropolis first come about?
So I remember it really clearly. It was at the time when I was doing these music NFTs, and I was very new to just the whole space. And I started like dabbling in some of these PFP communities and looking at the lore and looking at the different utilities. And I just knowing Rania's background, because she's been world building now for maybe 20 plus years, doing the multiverse before the metaverse was a thing. And I was like, Rania, I know if we put our, if I bring the creators and the musicians and you start thinking about this world and how it comes to life, we could do something amazing. And it just started happening. And then we got accepted to Outlier Ventures Accelerator very quickly after that. And that was like a very, a lot happened in those 3 months. We got really into the space, and then the rest is history. We've just been building since then.
Hey, Rainier, can I have the title of world builder? Rashid said that a couple of times, and I'm like, I want that title. How did you become a world builder?
It's a fun one. I guess for me, I mean, starting out in film and then, creating these interactive immersive apps for children, and then creating Pip's Island, which was really a world that we had to build from scratch, and actually a physical, tactile world within these incredible environments. So, it's like you're going from nothing to literally creating at that, with Pips, it was an entire island, a magical island that kids explored for an hour and went on a hero's journey. And with Metropolis, it was the same thing. There was no city, and it was how do you construct a sort of virtual city that draws on different, architectural styles, different stories, different time periods. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun, good title.
Yeah, I like that. Don't you like that, Adrian? World builder. I'm going to change my title from COO to world builder. I love it. I do have another question for you guys too. So, if you think about, where the market's going, coming out, I'm curious about long-term aspirations, both for this partnership that we have, and I know we can't share everything. But also, where do you see Metropolis going? Like, if you had to predict going out, maybe not 5 years, maybe 2 or 3 years.
I think that we have something that's we're working on now, which is we call it gaming commerce, or game to shop. So I think for us, it's kind of starting to tie together, because we have a lot of different pieces, but first it's this kind of bridging gaming, commerce, and experiences, and it's all powered by your digital identity. I don't know, Rashid, if you want to elaborate on that.
Yeah, no, that definitely gaming commerce, where you're essentially questing and gaming to earn real world products using your avatar, is one big piece. And then the second is this: we're moving from this kind of 2D to 3D, where the Metropolis is an environment that you can really feel like you're in a buzzing Metropolis, and there's so much to do, experiences, there's shopping, there's all sorts of amazing stuff happening. We've been very cautious how we do it, because we don't want to build, one of those empty metaverses that's difficult to use. So like the structure of how we build it is something we've been debating and debating, but it's starting to come to life. So I think the vision, Sandy, for us, like down 2 to 3 years, is this amazing digi physical interoperable, like epic city, essentially.
I think that's really cool. I love thinking about the future, I mean, I think it's what drives all of us is having that vision for where you want to go and bringing your community along with you. So, I think that's a pretty interesting vision. What do you need with the from the community? So, we've got like I'm just looking out there. I've got Blaine out there. I see Blaine. I see Johan Polly, who's a part of our whale team. Let me see who else is out here from our whales. If you're here, give me a flash. What role do you have for our community with your community? Because I do believe this is a big community play. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, I mean, firstly, I know Rania kind of dropped the alpha on the unstoppable domain property. I think that could, for me, this idea that we can start to build functionality where, you know, we are doing amazing joint quests and games and giveaways within these environments where people can come in with their avatar, and on top of the avatar, you see their domain, and you can link back to their sites, and it's bringing the community together in these environments, I think could be extremely exciting. And that's really the vision we have. And, you know, we really value the partnership with you. It's been such a pleasure working with you, Sandy, and your team. And it's we're just very excited to keep building together and really take this thing to the next level.
That's awesome. And then Wales, anything, I'll just open it up. I know we just have a few minutes. This was a shorty, but any questions, any comments, anything that you guys have? Aaron, anything you want to add? Any alpha you want to drop? Just raise your hand and Adrian will let you guys in. Wow, I've never seen you guys, Blaine and Johan. I haven't heard you guys be so quiet, or neither Aaron either, that's for that matter. Okay, well then Adrian, bring us home. Maybe let Rashid and Renner kind of summarize what they'd like to have as the key points.
Oh, it looks like Aaron just requested to join in.
There we go.
Hey, I'm just saying hi. I will say, you know, my family, similar to yours, Sandy, loves Metropolis for Christmas. One of the gifts I got each of my kids was I got them an unstoppable domain, you know, for their name. And then I kind of pre-made them a Metropolis avatar to set as their PFP for the domain. And they thought they were all really cool. Because at the time they had like some Christmas themed clothes that you could, you know, set up with your avatar, which was pretty cool. So.
Wow, that's great. That's great to hear. Thank you.
I love that. Yeah. And let me see if I can post up here real quick. I think my avatar in Metropolis is like the coolest. So let me post it and we'll pin it up here real quick too. I know that I cheated a bit because Rainer helped me to make that happen. So it is cool, partially because of her, but it is amazing. Okay. Why don't you guys just kind of summarize for us the last, you know, your last points that you would like everybody to remember?
Yeah, I think for us, definitely check out metropolisx.io, you know, create an avatar. We have a lot coming out in the next month in terms of the whole next steps for our vision. We have a token launch coming up in May. So lots happening on our side and a lot of great collabs happening with Unstoppable. So yeah, definitely follow us on socials and we'll keep everyone updated.
Yeah, and check out, you know, coming soon, the Pudgy collection.
Compliments so, of Kate. Yep.
Yeah, we'll be dropping that. Happy to do that. And as Rashid said, we do have a token launch coming and we'll have some quests specifically for your community, Sandy. So that's coming soon as well.
Awesome. And I did make it. I also posted, look at my avatar up there. Don't you love that, Adrian?
Yeah, that looks great.
It's cool. Aaron, that's pretty cool, right?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, it's got my pink in there, my blonde hair, the rainbow. I mean, it's really nice, I think. So thank you guys, Rashid and Rainer. We can't thank you enough for your partnership. I know we've got many, many, many cooler things coming. So thanks for everything. And thanks for jumping on the Pudgy t-shirts really quickly, our Dot Pudgies.
Thank you for having us. We really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.